feel like to be in Chicago, man?
It feels good, man. Glad to be here. Ready to win some games.
Your good buddy Kyle Long, you guys grew up in Virginia together. Mm-hmm. Tell us the impact he had on you to come here.
You know, he played a part in it. You know, he was always in my ear because, you know, we trained together basically every day. So just give me little tidbits here and there on what Chicago brings to the table and what they had to offer. And, you know, all the great things that they're doing up here. So, you know, just listening to him and talking back and forth with him, and I made my decision.
There had to be something he said beyond just his enthusiasm, because you know him as well as anybody.
Very elaborate. Yeah.
Enthusiastic guy. Yeah. Was there something that clicked for you that he said, like, okay, now that could be good for me here, and that is something I want to be a part of? Was there anything specific he said about the Bears?
Just what we could accomplish together. You know, me and him being able, playing beside each other, and how dominant we could be, which us being dominant together will help out this offense, score a lot of points, and keep the quarterback upright, open holes for the running back, and success for the team.
It appears to me, watching you on tape and knowing how he plays the game, he likes to get nasty in there, and you appear to like to get a little nasty too. Do you guys have the same temperament as players on game day?
Oh, yeah, I do. Kyle's a little more vocal than I am, you know.
Let's go, dog. Up, 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 up.
He's a little wilder than I am, too. You know, he's a little reckless at times. But I can't do that out of the tackle. You know, I got to be a little more conservative and a little more patient. But, you know, we're just the same style of player.
What about this trip? Would y'all need a retake?
I just want to come be a piece of a puzzle. Don't want to come in and try to change anything. You know, I voice my opinion on certain things. You know, I come from a winning team that has a winning tradition over the past couple of years. And, you know, I just want to bring a little bit of that here.
Word spreads with head coaches through free agency. And mm-hmm. What'd you learn about John Fox, both from Kyle, but just doing your own homework around the league, what players feel about playing for him?
I mean, they love playing for him. You know, he's a player coach. You know, he loves to have fun, and, you know, he wants you to succeed in every way, shape, form. But, you know, he still wants you to work for him at the same time. He'll ease up on you and give you a break at times, but when it's time to work, you know, buck your chin strap and get after it.
How do you feel about your journey in the league and where you were drafted and coming out of the SEC? Obviously, so many great players come out of the SEC. You basically, you're playing a pro game every week in the SEC. Mm-hmm. Now you've transitioned through the course of your career in the NFL. Any bumps along the road, and have you learned a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's been a few bumps, and, you know, I've made it hard on myself at times. But, you know, I've overcome a lot, and, you know, I play well at times and I play bad at times. But, you know, the good always the bad, and, you know, I've had good seasons and down seasons, but, you know, I'm over that. You know, I've become a professional, and I've grown up. There's been things I went through that's made me grow as a person, as a man. So, you know, I've reached that point in my life where this is me.
So you have a C on your chest now. You know the history of this organization. You walk around this building, it's like a museum.
It is.
The charter franchise of the National Football. Do you love the game and its history and what it means to be a Chicago Bear? Because it means a heck of a lot.
Well, it means a lot. You know, my uncle, he's been a longtime Bears fan ever since I can remember. So, you know, he's called me and let me know everything, what it actually means to be a Bear and all the great Bears players that come through. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to be a part of this organization. You know, Hall of Fame players and coaches. And I just want to be a piece of puzzle that gets them back to that.
You ready to win?
Yeah, ready to win, man. It's time for a ring. I've been too close too many times, and ready for one on my finger.
Lauren, this guy, Bobby Massey, his name should be Bobby Massive. This guy is 6'6", 315 pounds.
He's a big guy.
We got to get this guy in Big Guys.
Okay, let's invite Bobby Massey before you invite me.
In the smallest car ever.
Again.
Oh, yeah, we got to get in there.
You're just ignoring me.
We can put you in the back seat, though.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You can do back seat.
Appreciate it.
We can roll the window down for you.